the first Catholic priest would be some after Frederiksberg had been established, who would start from the coast walking through New Braunfels up to Frederiksberg, and whenever they came to a place along the route, and of course here in New Braunfels and then in Frederiksberg, where children had were born to Catholic parents, there would be baptisms performed by the priests who traveled on foot from the coast to Frederiksberg. Until New Braunfels traces its origin back to the month of March 1845. Originally intending to settle his colony at the junction of the Colorado and Llano rivers in the territory of the present Buchanan Lake, but deterred by the distance and the fear of Indians, who were both numerous and dangerous, Prince Carl von Solms to Braunfels acquired from the very Mendy Garza families of San Antonio the tract of land known as Fontanas or Comal Springs, and extending along the Comal and Guadalupe rivers. The German colonists had landed at Karlshafen, Indianola, on Matagorda Bay, and had suffered great losses from disease and the hardship of pioneer life. The first contingent arrived at their new home on Good Friday, March 21st, 1845, and New Braunfels was founded. I would like to insert here that out of that first group, there were no sickness and no loss of life. Hmm. All of them arrived safely here on Good Friday, March 21st, 1845. Mm. A large percentage of the new colonists were Catholics, but there was no priest available to attend to their needs, though Bishop Odin did all in his power to help them while they attempted without success to secure a priest from Europe. Bishop Odin visited the colony in 1846. The first recorded presence of a priest in the settlement, and in November of that year he secured the original campsite for the church. The Catholic church is on an elevation here where Prince Carl